Well, at Unity House, of course, we are addressing this virus crisis in the ways that we normally would, making life better. We're making adaptations to all of our programs while remaining open. People can reach us by calling our main number, calling the DB number. Let me tell you a couple of ways that we are changing and adapting some of the services. We will continue to have a variation of our community meal, but later this week it will no longer be a sit-down lunch. We'll have takeout lunches available on the first floor. Our food pantry will continue. We know that that's going to be a growing need in the next weeks, months, but we'll do that by appointment. We'll ask people to call ahead so that we don't have a lot of people in a confined space, and we're going to suspend our choice program. Typically, the client, the guest, would go into the pantry with a staff member, make their own choices. Now, because we want to keep social distance, we'll have people fill out a paper menu, choosing the things they want, and then a staff member will go and fill the bags and hand them over. Our DV program remains open. That's a critical program to remain open at this time. One of the things that we were reading this morning, advice from the VA, the Veterans Administration, Intimate Partner Violence Program, is that this is a time of increased risk because often victims depended on going to work, going to social activities as a break in their relationship at home. Now that is suspended, so that could create more violence, more danger, just more stress, absolutely. So people can still receive all of our services. Our staff are staying with clients in the shelter. They're going to shelter in with them when those instructions come. And you may know we also have residential programs for adults with serious mental illness. Those programs, of course, have to continue. And our people who are at risk of homelessness have no home to be sent to, so we will continue to provide those services as well.
Where are you getting your information from? Are you able to network with similar organizations elsewhere in the country and sort of developing responses alongside them?
Yes, we're very fortunate in that we have a lot of national organizations that speak to our programs, as well as direction from our regulators and funders. For example, the Office of Mental Health is by the hour sending instructions on what to do if you have a community residence, if you have people in an apartment program, what to do about medications, for example. When people come here to receive their medications, some are daily, some are a week at a time, so that has to be addressed. We're getting those instructions on how to modify from OMH, from the National Domestic Violence Organizations, from the Department of Health, from the Department of Education. We have a preschool and daycare that is being affected. And so we're getting very, very specific cleaning, management kinds of instructions. It's very, very helpful.
You mentioned a minute ago about anticipating growing needs for your services. Can you talk about that?
Yes, one of the things that we know the demand for our services will grow from the clients we're already serving who may be working. You know, many of the people we serve are the working poor. People who had a job on Friday don't have a job today. As we're following government's instructions to close and to work at home, waitresses can't work at home, bartenders can't work at home, lots of positions can't work at home. So people are going to get laid off, fewer hours. They will need food, maybe for the first time or more frequently. Also, we know that those layoffs and terminations are going to lead to people who have never had food insecurity, never were at risk of homelessness or at risk of eviction, and we will be seeing those people for the first time. And that's a particular challenge because it could be people like you and me who've never gone to a food pantry or a community meal or asked somebody to help us with our rent. So that's a sensitive way to serve people as well.
Have you been surprised by any aspect of this?
I guess the surprise is on the positive side, and that is how often people are asking, are your clients okay? What can we do to help? After they get over the surprise that we're still open, right? So we have that little explanation, right? We're human services. We continue. And then people are saying, what do you need? Yesterday on Facebook, lots of, what do you need? What can I do? People, I think, across the country are trying to be good neighbors and good helpers.
What can people do?
For Unity House, we know we will have an increased need for food, for the food pantry. So best bet there is non-perishable items. especially proteins, baby formula. That's a big one. We understand that that's one of the things that's on demand in the stores, and especially moms who need particular types of baby formula, soy, vegan, some of the more specialized ones, people are cleaning off the shelves. So we need those donations here. If somebody picks up, you know, a case, a bottle, one or two baby formulas, diapers always in demand. Now will be an increased demand, especially kids at home. Things that people can prepare for their children at home, mac and cheese, tuna, things like that. Soup, of course.
So for folks who maybe are afraid to even leave their house right now, who want to help, is there a way that they can deliver these things to Unity House?
Absolutely. Folks are sending us donations through Amazon, through Target, the big box stores. This is one of the advantages of the big box stores. You know, they can deliver, people can pay online and have it sent directly to us.
How would they go about doing that?
They would go to their, you know, their favorite online store, and where it says, is this a gift or do you want a different address? You click that, you put in Unity House of Troy and our address, which is 2431 6th Avenue in Troy. And then they will ship it right from there. And the donor, you know, obviously that goes onto their account, their credit card.
And so for listeners who might be feeling like they could use some help right now, what's the best way for them to get in touch with Unity House and see if there is our services provided that they can take advantage of?
Absolutely. And we hope that people will. They would call our main number, 518-274-2607. Our phones are being answered. They can just explain the service or the need that they have. We will make appointments. We will make sure somebody sees them. If it's not a service that we have, we will find them the service in the community.
What services do you have specifically?
We have food. We have emergency services, eviction prevention. We do have clothing available. I should say that our Restyle thrift store is closed. That's one we felt that we could safely close, but we are taking emergency requests. People will come in. A staff member will get the clothes for them, men, women, children, babies. We've got all those clothes. People can request that service and we will deliver it. The DV hotline is 1-800-942-6906. I'll repeat that, 1-800-942-6906, 24/7.
And domestic violence is something that you are anticipating seeing increased need for services.
I think it's possible, yes.
Is there anything that I haven't asked you that you want listeners to know about?
I think to understand about both Unity House and other human service organizations, we're open. We have to modify our services. We have to keep social distance. We have to do as much work at home as we are instructed by the state, by, you know, good practices. But we will be here. We'll be answering our phones. We will be talking to people. We'll be getting help out to people.